This month is Women's Month. Pakibati nga yung katabi mo ng Happy Women's Month. And you know what? Hindi lang siya Women's Month, but this month is also Fire Prevention Month. Amen. So, women are on fire. Amen. So, this month is Women's Prevention Month. Meron pong isang Christian na namatay, babae. Kinremate po. At habang kinikremate po siya, may special number. This girl is on fire. Gusto niyo ba yun? Pagka habang kinikremate kayo, may kumakanta, "This girl is on fire." So fire speaks of hardships and difficulties, and most often, persecution. Our world, the world that we're in, is increasingly becoming unfriendly, toward God, toward Jesus, His Word, and His people. Sometimes it's not just enough to do what is right, thinking that after you have done what is right, then everything will go well. No? Parang everything will go well. Daniel and his friends went on a diet. Talagang puro gulay lang sila. Nagpapayat talaga. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, nagpapayat. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, nag-diet. Ang mga comments sa akin nung ako'y dumating dito, "Pastor, ang taba mo." Huwag po kayo mag-alala, magda-diet na po ako. Okay. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, mag-diet ka na. So si Daniel ay nag-diet. 8 glasses of water per day. Wow. At exercise every morning. Pero sa kabila nung diet, drinking water, bakit may problema pa rin? No? Ibang after you have done what is right, you will still face a lot of problems and a lot of struggles. No? Minsan kahit ka na parang ang lusog-lusog mo, bigla ka nalang masasagasaan ng motor, tapos titilapon ka, tapos masasagasaan ka naman ng truck. That was tragic. What happened dito sa Baita Richa, no? That was really tragic. We feel so sad about what happened, especially Jillian yata yun, no? Before alumni ng JIL, and we're so sad for that news. So man, you're A-okay, you're good, and then something bad will happen, no? So yun nga eh, even if you do what is right, you will still be persecuted. You will still experience problems. Exactly what happened to Daniel and his friends in Daniel chapter 3. So, would you open your Bibles with me to Daniel chapter 3? Ang title po ng mensahe sa umagang ito ay Miracle in the Fire. Sabi mo nga, Miracle in the Fire. Yan. Kaya ako nagsimula sa apoy. Because we will see Miracle in the Fire. So, would you please stand up and let's read with me, no? If you have your Bibles with you, buksan na natin mga Biblia natin, Daniel chapter 12, chapter 3 rather, and let's take a look at this, okay? Are you ready? Okay, basahin po natin sabay-sabay, ready, go. King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold, 60 cubits high and 6 cubits wide, and set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. He then summoned the satraps, prefects, governors, advisors, treasurers, judges, magistrates, and all the other provincial officials to come to the dedication of the image he had set up. So the satraps, prefects, governors, advisors, treasurers, judges, magistrates, and all the other provincial officials assembled for the dedication of the image that the king Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they stood before it. Okay? Next slide. Ready, go. Then the herald loudly proclaimed, "Nations and people of every language, this is what you are commanded to do. As soon as you hear the sound of the horn and all kinds of music, you must and worship the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Whoever does not and worship will immediately be thrown into a..." Therefore, as soon as they heard the sound of the horn, the flute, the cither, you know, and all kinds of music, all the nations and peoples fell down and worshiped the image of the gold, King Nebuchadnezzar. No, pagpalain pa ano na kanyang mga salita, manalangin tayo. Lord God, we thank you for your word, and we pray that you will quicken our spirits. Lord, pukawin mo ang aming mga puso, ang aming mga diwa, upang lalo naming maunawaan ang iyong salita at ang mga magagandang plano mo sa aming buhay, bagamat may mga pagkakataong di namin po maintindihan ito. Pagpalain mo kami sa pangalan ng aming Panginoong Jesus. Amen. Palakpakan natin ng Panginoon. Malakas. Praise God. Come on, this side. Malakas na palakpak sa Panginoon. Amen. Amen. Okay. Sige po. Please be seated. Three things po. Tatlong bagay po. Mula po sa chapter 3 ng Daniel. Number one is, we will be persecuted. We will be persecuted. Okay? Whether you like it or not, kung ikaw ay sumusunod kay Jesus, ikaw ay uusigin. You will be persecuted. In fact, alam po natin ang storya, si Daniel at ang kanyang tatlong kaibigan, they were exiled from Jerusalem, pinapunta po ng Babylonia, at sila po ay naging alipin or prisoners, pero sila po ay na-promote, no? Naging mga katiwala po ng mahal na hari dahil sa extraordinary, excellent character, aptitude, no? Outstanding traits nitong apat na magkakaibigan na ito. Okay? And so Daniel was promoted. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were also promoted to become city or provincial administrators. Okay? And then, chapter 2, nakita po natin, pinag-usapan natin last week with Pastor Arnold, no, na nagkaroon ng pangarap ang hari, at ang kanyang panaginip ay merong isang statwa. No, can we take a look at the next slide? Okay, the next slide. The picture is like this. Ito yung nakita niyang larawan. Nakita niya yung image of like a big statue with the different kinds of metals, no? Na composition ng bawat parte ng katawan. Yung ulo ay ginto, yung torso, yung katawan ay silver, yung may bandang baywang ay copper or bronze. Yun namang nasa may paa ay kombinasyon ng bakal at ng luad, no? Iron and clay. And then the last empire is represented by the stone or the rock, the big rock that came from all the way from heaven. So nakita niya po itong panaginip na ito, at nagkaroon ng tension last week. Tama ba? Nagkaroon ng medyo tensionado ang mga panahon na yon, sapagkat wala makapagpaliwanag ng panaginip. Hanggang sa naipaliwanag ni Daniel, and Daniel was promoted. Okay? Pero alam natin, you know, the dream haunted the king. And he wanted to, you know, immortalize himself. Ayaw niya na siya ay matulad dito. Next slide. No? Na pag dumating yung big rock, magkalasog-lasog yung kanyang kaharian. Ayaw niya ng ganun. Ayaw niyang masira. No? So he wanted to immortalize himself, perpetuate his kingship. No, gusto niyang mapalawig ang kanyang pamamahala. Ayaw niyang siya'y mapalitan. No? At para nang sa ganun, kasi ayaw niyang makalimutan. If there's one thing that, you know, men normally men that don't like is oblivion. Yung makalimutan ka ng mga tao. So ayaw niya nun. Kaya yung iba, nilalagay yung mga pangalan nila sa street. Yung iba, nilalagay yung mga pangalan nila sa building. Nung nasa Las Vegas kami, meron doon Trump Building. Building ni Trump. Sarili niyang building. Okay? At ang mga tao doon, may mga kanya-kanyang pangalan sa mga gusali. Because people want to immortalize themselves. Okay? So nagpagawa siya ng statua, napakalaki. At gaano kataas yung statua niya? Ito yung pinaka-picture ng statua niya. It is 90 feet. Kung ikukumpara mo siya sa Statue of Liberty, ang Statue of Liberty ay mula po doon sa base hanggang doon sa itaas, siya ay 305 feet. So mas pataas po yung Statue of Liberty. Pero ito po kasing imahe na to, kahit mas mababa siya, ito po yung yari sa ginto. Well, hindi naman siya solid gold. Siya po ay marahil meron para siyang tinapalan ng ginto, di ba? Parang maaring kahoy ang loob or bato ang loob, pero tinapalan po ng ginto, kaya sa bandang pag tinignan mo, mukhang ginto. Nung nasa Golden Gate po kami sa San Francisco, inaasahan ko, ang makikita ko pong tulay ay ginto. Pero pagdating ko po doon, yung Golden Gate ay kulay pula. Bakit pula? Kulay po ng primer. Bakit kulay ng primer? Kasi po, pag sinimula nilang pintahan mula po dito, no, bago sila makarating sa dulo, kinakalawang na yung kabila. No, kaya po, puro primer. Hindi na po sila natapos magpinta. No, kaya hindi na po ginto yung Golden Gate. It's more of red. Siguro pag natamaan po ng liwanag bandang hapon, nagiging ginto. Okay, so anyway, so ganyan po yan. At ang utos ganito, sabi ng mahal na hari, para lang ma-secure ko yung aking control, I want all the nations to understand that I am in control. Ako may control ng lahat ng bagay. Kaya, I want everyone, when you hear the music, pag narinig mo yung trompeta, narinig mo yung bagpipe, narinig mo yung lyre, yung harp, yung trumpets, narinig mo lahat ng music. Signal yan para ano? You bow down. Sabi mo, bow down. You bow down before the statue. Kasi yan ang pagpapahayag mo ng iyong allegiance. Na ikaw ay nagpapasakop at sumasamba doon sa statwa na yon. Okay? So kung sino man ang susuway, kung sino man ang hindi luluhod at magpapatira pa, isa lang ang kanyang kahantungan. Ano yon? Nagliliyab, naglalagablab na pugon. That's the blazing fiery furnace. Okay. So we will be persecuted. Why will we be persecuted? Because of our standard. Because of our stand. Because of our conviction. Kapag ka Christian ka, mayroon kang paninindigan. And people don't like it. No, kapag ka ikaw estudyante at ayaw mo mangopya, at ayaw mo magpakopya, nagagalit yung mga kaklase mong iba sapagkat napaka-KJ naman ito. Kala mo naman kung sino na matalino. Eh habang lahat sila nagkokopyahan, ayaw mo magpakopya at ayaw mo mangopya. Bakit? Kasi pumapangit sila. When you raise your standard, people don't like it. No? Kasi pagka natabi sila sa iyo, pumapangit sila. At ayaw nila nang pumapangit sila. Kaya ang gagawin nila para nang sa ganun hindi sila pangit, ipapako ka sa krus. That's what the people normally do when they find someone standing out. When they find someone living to a higher standard, they don't like it. They want to shoot it down. Diba? Kapag ka nga ang puno mabunga, ano daw ginagawa? Ano po ginagawa sa punong mabunga? Ano po? Binabato. So, ang mga Kristiyano ding nabubuhay ng maayos at namumunga sa para sa Panginoon, expect it, you will be persecuted. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, you will be persecuted. Okay, some will lose a job, some will lose scholarship, some will lose a deal, an award, a relationship for standing up for God. It's pricey. It is costly when you stand up for God. Anong nangyari? Sabi po dito, at this time, some astrologers came forward and denounced the Jews. Nagsumbong sila. Sabi sa mahal na hari, next slide na tayo. Okay? May the king live forever. Your majesty has issued a decree that everyone who hears the flute, lahat na makakarinig ng musika na ito should fall down. No? Pero, but there are some Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon. Meron tayong mga provincial administrators, matataas ang posisyon sa gobyerno, hindi sumusunod, they do not pay attention to you, your majesty. So ano nangyari sa mahal na hari nung marinig niya na merong sumaway sa kanyang utos? He was furious with rage. Okay? So tinawag ni King Nebuchadnezzar, si Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, at dinala doon sa masarapan ng mahal na hari. At tinanong yung tatlo. Sa totoo lang, alam mo, mataas talaga yung posisyon ng tatlo eh. Kasi kung hindi, hindi natatawagin ng mahal na hari. Alam mo, kapag ka gano'n na sumuway sila sa utos, diretso na yun sa pugun. Pero dahil mataas ang respeto ng mahal na hari doon sa tatlo, pinatawag pa. At kukumbinsihin pa na baka magbago pa ang isip ninyo, ano, eh, sumunod na lang kayo. No? Parang sinasabi niyo, sinasabi ng mahal na hari doon sa tatlo, you know, maintaining your position right now is pointless. If you maintain your position right now, it's futile. So might as well bow down. Okay? Sumunod ka na lang. Lumuhod ka na lang. Okay? Yun po ang sabi ng mahal na hari. Sabi niya, pero kapag hindi kayo lumuhod, but if you do not worship it, you will be thrown immediately into a blazing furnace, then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand? Sabi ng mahal na hari, pag hindi kayo lumuhod, diretso kayo sa pugon. At sino kayang Diyos ang maaaring magligtas sa inyo mula sa aking kamay? Anong sinasabi ng mahal na hari? Ang buhay mo ay nasa aking kamay. Ang kinabukasan mo ay tangan-tangan ko. Ako ang may kontrol sa buhay mo. Hindi ka susweldo pag hindi mo sinunod ang gusto ko. Hindi mo makukuha mga benepisyo pag hindi mo pinirma nito. Because your destiny is in my hands. You know, people will come to you and tell you, I am in control of your destiny. Sometimes it's your boss telling you, I control your future. So better sign this double entry. Better prepare the double voucher. Doktorin mo ang ating mga resibo. Dahil kung wala, o di mo gagawin, I will fire you. I control your future. May mga nagsasabi rin naman, probably a politician will say, you know, kung hindi mo ibibigay ang komisyon, wala kang project. I control, no, your projects. So better give earnest money, deposit by the millions, hundreds of thousands. Bakit? Yan ang pampadulas natin bago tumakbo ang iyong mga proposals, bago marinig ang iyong mga bids. Maybe a guy will tell you, I hold your future. Kung hindi ka bibigay at hindi mo bibigay ang iyong sarili sa akin, no, I will not commit myself to you. Give me sex and I will commit my life to you. I hold your future. No? Well, sometimes relatives. No? Si, naalala ko si Pastor Citas, nung siya'y high school, sinabi ng kanyang lola, ng kanyang mami, mag-nursing ka. Mag-nursing ka. Akong bahala sa lahat ng iyong tuition fee, allowance, basta mag-nurse ka. Pero sa kanyang puso siya tinawag ng Panginoon and she decided to become a missionary, a Christian educator, a worker of the Lord. Pero hindi niya na-imagine magiging pastor's wife. Alam niya, engineer's wife. Sabi niya, mas gusto niya pilot's wife. Pero not a pastor's wife. But, sabi niya, gusto kong sumunod sa Panginoon. Pero ang sabi ng mami niya, ng kanyang lola, pag ikaw pumasok ka sa Bible school at ikaw ay nagpastora o ikaw ay naglingkod sa kung ano man yung paniniwalaan mo, hindi ako magbibigay ng pera sa'yo. And she went to Bible college anyway without support from anyone. No. Some people will tell you, even your relatives will tell you, I hold your future. Ako may hawak ng destiny mo. Kung hindi sa akin, hindi ka makapag-aaral. Kung hindi sa akin, ano, hindi mo matatapos ang kurso mo. People will come to you. Nebuchadnezzar was telling these three guys, no? I hold your future. I hold your destiny. Kung ikaw ang nakaharap doon, how would you feel? You know, sometimes success raises the stakes. Nung nagsimula ka sa wala, tapos pinagpala ka nitong boss mo, and then you enjoy the perks and the blessings and all the privileges of the position, and then suddenly, you will come to a point that he will challenge you to do something against your conviction, and then you will begin to think, mawawala itong lahat ng mga blessing ko na to pag hindi ko sinunod si boss. Habang dumadami yung blessing na natatanggap mo, humihirap sumunod. Why? Because you think you will lose the blessing. Sometimes we're placed in a position, no, that we're tempted to violate God's principles to maintain God's blessings. Alam mo yun? Sisirain mo yung paninindigan mo, sisirain mo yung paniniwala mo, sisirain mo yung prinsipyo mo para lang ano, mapanatili mo yung pagpapala. So itong tatlo na to, imagine, how is it that these three boys, these three Hebrew boys, teenagers, far away from home, with their leader, Daniel, out of the picture. Wala doon yung leader nila. Wala yung team leader nila. Sila lang tatlo. How was it that these three teenagers had the courage to go toe-to-toe with the most powerful man in the world at that particular time? Where did they find the courage to do the right things even at the price of their own lives? Saan sila nakakuha? Nakahugot ng katapangan. Sometimes may mga leader, kapag dumating na yung blessing, they lose sight of the fact of the most important thing. They miss the most important thing. You know, the three Hebrew boys never lost sight of the source of their blessing. Alam nila kung saan ang galing yung blessing. At dahil alam nila kung saan ang galing yung blessing, they have the courage to stand for what is right. Amen ba? Are you willing to stand up for what is right, even if it costs you so much? Amen? Para magawa mo yan, you have to remember who is the source of your blessing. Hindi ang mga milyonaryo, hindi ang mga politiko, hindi ang tiyahin mo, hindi akong sino paman. Sa Diyos nagmumula ang lahat. Amen? Pwede mong palapakan natin ang Panginoon sa kanyang kabutihan. Kaya we will be persecuted, so stand on the promises of God. Stand on the promises of God. Panindigan mo ang mga pangako ng Panginoon. You know, do not forget in the dark what God told you in the light. Kaya napakahalaga na ang salita ng Diyos nagiging bahagi ng buhay natin. There's one verse that really touched me when I was in US. Isa sa mga devotion natin, this is Romans chapter 4, verse 17. Basahin ko lang ha, maigi ha. Ito, isa-isahin lang natin. Ito yung pangako. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He, Abraham, is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed. The God who gives life to the dead and calls into being the things that do not exist. Habang nagkakaroon po ako ng reflection sa mga salita na ito, I was really thinking of, you know, giving birth to a church in North America. Sabi ko, Lord, we have a church na sa Europe, Italy. We have a church in London. We have a church in Indonesia. Lord, I pray, give us a church in North America. A cross-world church. Amen ba doon? So I got so excited about that. But, you know, at the first week of my time there, parang nakikita ko malabo. Kasi yung mga nandung mga kamag-anak ko, no, Alcaraz family, they are disintegrated. The family is dysfunctional. May mga ill feelings sila against each other. No, pero silang hindi magagandang relasyon sa isa't isa. Marami mga issues, no. At hindi sila ganun ka sold out, no, going to church. Some of them they go to church, but Gabriel is a backslider. The one who invited me to officiate his wedding was a backslider. So there's no hope, no, for a church being planted in Las Vegas. But I took hold of this promise. Ang sabi dito, the God who gives light to the dead and calls into being things that do not exist. And I cried out. My first week in America, I cried out to the Lord, Lord, you made the promise. You can give life to the dead. And you call into being things that do not exist. There is no church here, a cross-world church here, but I call to being that something that does not exist. And I believe that the dead will come to life. Verse 18, against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so he became the father of many nations. And I claim that, Lord, I want to be a father of nations like Abraham. Just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God is able to do what he has promised. Yes, sabi ko, Lord, against all odds, it's impossible, but I dare stand up on your promises. I want to stand on your promises, Lord God. And I call into being something that do not exist. And I pray it will happen. Pumunta po ako ng America by myself. I supported my own self going to America. Nung tinawagan po ako ni Ariel, sabi niya, Ninong, pwede bang ikasal mo ako? Sabi ko, yes. Saan kayo tayo kakasal? Sa America, Las Vegas. Okay. Sabi sa akin nung inaanak ko, Ninong, kaya lang wala akong pera. Pwede ba ikaw magpamasahe sa sarili mo? Sabi ko, sure. Kung tinawag ako ng Panginoon dyan sa Amerika, kung tinatawag ako ng Lord, siyang nag-utos, siyang magtutustos. Amen? Kung ang Diyos ang nag-utos, siyang magtutustos. If it is God's will, it's God's will. Okay? So I spent for my own airfare going there. Sabi ko, lost na yun, wala na yun. Pero sabi ko, hindi lost yun. That's an investment, no, for something that is dead to come alive. For something that is nothing to become something. No? Sabi ko, Lord, tatayaan ko. Magpaplanta ko ng seed for Las Vegas so that there will be a church. Amen? Kaya, you will be persecuted. People will tell you it's impossible, it cannot happen. Nung nandun ako sa Las Vegas, I met some pastors there, actually hindi naman pastor, but some people there na parang nakikita ko yung mga churches doon nasa Filipino mga Filipino churches nasa 60, 70, 80, 100. No? Yun lang ang normal doon. I went to a mega church there. Maraming miyembro, siguro mga 5,000. No? Mga multicultural. Pero nung habang nag-worship doon sa The Crossing Church, I had a vision. And I had a vision that there will be a cross-world church in Las Vegas. Amen? At isa sa mga nandito ngayon sa church na ito ang magiging pastor? No? Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Ikaw yata yun, sabi mo. Ikaw yata yun. Parang ikaw yung magpapasok na yun. You know, I saw someone, I will not tell you who he is or who she is, but I saw someone standing on the stage, no, pastoring a big church in Las Vegas. And the name of the church is Crossworld. Amen ba? Amen. So, naniniwala ako sa Panginoon, no, kahit nasabihin ng mga tao, mahirap magpastor dito. Ang mga tao, busy, ang mga tao, ganun, no? Against all odds, I believe, we will plant a seed church there in Las Vegas. Amen? Okay, pangalawang bagay na matutunan dito is this. We will be preserved. So stand up to see the presence of God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, verse 16, replied to him. Itong crucial ito, no? matinding pananampalataya ng tatlong magkakaibigan. No? King Nebuchadnezzar, with all respect, with due respect, magagalang po it. Alam mo, itong tatlo na to, marunong sila mag-civil disobedience with all respect. Hindi sila nagwawala dun sa kalsada, hindi sila nagrarally dun, no, at may mga placards, no. Pero, they disobeyed the king with honor and with respect. At anong sabi ng tatlong ito? Basahin nga natin, sabay-sabay, ready, go? King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is... Ulitin natin. The God we serve is... And He will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if He does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that or worship the image of gold you have set up. Wow. What conviction. Amen. Sabi niya, King Nebuchadnezzar, mahal na hari, buong pagpupugay kami lumalapit sa iyo. Buong paggalang, nais naming sabihin sa iyo na hindi na namin kailang ipagtanggol ang aming sarili sa inyo sa tungkol sa bagay na ito. Kung kami ay ihahagis ninyo sa naglalagablab na pugon, ang Diyos na aming pinaglilingkuran, talking about the identity of these three young people, teenagers, the God we serve. Maliwanag kung sinong pinaglilingkuran nila, no? Amen? Hindi niya sinabing, Lord, mahal na hari, ikaw ang aming pinaglilingkuran. Anong sinasabi nila? Mahal na hari, you are not the source of our blessings. The God we serve, the God that we love, the God that we worship, it's not you. You, short of saying, although they were not able to verbalize it, but they were saying like this, you are not the source of our lives. You are not the source of our blessings. We know who the source is, and the source is our God. Our God we serve is able to deliver us from it. Kayang-kaya ng Diyos namin na iligtas kami sa pugon. Kayang-kaya ng Diyos na iligtas kami mula sa iyong kamay, mahal na hari. Pero kung hindi man kami ililigtas, even if God will not save us, we want you to know, your majesty, we will not bow down. Can you say that? God can rescue me from cancer, but even if He doesn't, I will not bow down. God can restore my marriage, but even if He doesn't, I will not bow down. God will cause me to prosper, but even if He doesn't, I will not bow down. Can you make that commitment? Can you actually say that? Naniniwala ko, payayamanin ako ng Diyos. Pero hindi man ako yumaman, hindi ako luluhod sa Diyos-Diyosa na yan. Naniniwala ko, pagagalingin ako ng Diyos. Pero hindi man niya ako pagalingin. Hindi pa rin ako luluhod. Naniniwala ko, makapag-aasawa ako. Pero hindi man matuloy yun. I will still worship the Lord and not bow down to any idol. Amen? Amen ba? Can you actually say that in front of a king? Can you actually say that to your boss? Boss? Tanggalan mo man ako ng trabaho, magkakatrabaho ko. Pero hindi man ako magkatrabaho agad, hindi ko pa rin gagawin yung pinagagawa mo. Because it's against my conviction. Amen. Because I am not ashamed of the gospel. Amen. I am not ashamed of my Lord and my King. And I will never bow down. Pwede ba palakpakan natin ang Panginoon? Alam mo, nung marinig ng mahal na hari yun, anong sabi ng mahal na hari? Good job, good job. Ngayon lang ako nakarinig ng mga lalaki na may ganitong conviction. At dahil sa inyong conviction, I will reward you. Is that what happened? No. The king became more furious. And the heat becomes intense. Lalong nagalit yung mahal na hari. Anong sabi dito? Nebuchadnezzar was more furious with Shadrach and Abednego and Meshach in verse 19, and his attitude toward them changed. And he ordered the furnace heated 7 times hotter than usual and commanded some of the strongest soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. So these men, wearing their robes, trousers, turbans, and other clothes, were bound and thrown into the blazing furnace. The king's command was so urgent and the furnace so hot that the flames of the fire killed the soldiers who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and these 3 men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. Did God deliver Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fire? You know, alam mo, faithful naman tong tatlo na to eh. Pero bakit naihagis pa rin dun sa apoy? Di ba dapat bumukas na yung langit at dumating na ang mga, parang na-imagine ko, ganito eh, nung ginapos na yung tatlo, tapos eh, kinakaladkad na patungo doon sa fiery furnace. Maya-maya, dumarating si Daniel, nakasakay sa kabayo. No? Yung iba naman na mga sundalo na kasama si Daniel, nakasakay sa mga dragon, no? Tapos may mga namamana, may mga archer, no? Tapos may mga backup na mga sundalo, tapos biglang nagulat ang lahat kasi dumating si Daniel ang kanilang tagapagligtas at hindi sila naihagis sa fiery furnace and they were saved. Di ba that was a spectacular scene in The Lord of the Rings, no? Parang, wow, that would be epic. Di ba? Kasi yung pala, tinetesting lang yung tatlo, pero si Daniel pala, nagmamasid at naghihintay lang ng signal at darating na si Aslan, the lion, no, to save them. Punta naman tayo sa ano, Narnia, no? Darating si Aslan, no, and he will roar and they will all stop. Wow, epic battle. Pero alam mo, grabe, no? Natuloy. Natuloy yung sunog. Binarbecue talaga. Inihagis. Alam mo yun?
Natuloy, sobrang tindi nga nung init, yung naghagis sa mga malalakas na mga lalaki, namatay eh. Nasaan ba yan, Diyos na yan, pambihira? Nanalangin yung tatlo na, Lord, iligtas mo kami. Hindi naligtas. They were not spared from the fire. Why were they not spared from the fire? Because the miracle is in the fire. Amen ba? They were actually hurled into the fire because the miracle is in the fire. In the fire, you will be free. In the fire, you will be fine. Takot ka lang eh. Magpahulog ka na lang. And you will be amazed at what God can do. Ano nangyari nung nahulog sila sa pugon? No, nung nahulog sila doon sa blazing fiery furnace? Nasunog ba sila? Sa halip na masunog sila, alam mo nangyari sa kanila? They were set free. Because what the fire can only burn is their limitations. What the fire burned is their chains. Alam mo, hindi nasunog yung kanilang damit, hindi nasunog yung buhok, hindi nasunog yung kanilang katawan, wala silang paso, wala silang sugat, ni wala silang amoy na sila'y galing sa ihaw-ihaw. Di ba? Pagka kumain ka sa ihaw-ihaw, pag uwi mo sa bahay, amoy sunog ka. Di ba? Kumain ka sa Vikings, kumain ka sa Tongyang, pag uwi mo, daladala mo yung ano eh, daladala mo yung mantika, daladala mo yung apoy. Pero, nung lumabas sila doon sa apoy, inamoy-amoy sila nung hari. Walang amoy. At alam mo kung ano lang yung nasunog? Yung pumipigil sa kanila. Pagka pala dinaan ka ng Panginoon sa apoy, pinapasya niyang daling ka sa apoy at pinapasya niyang malagay ka talaga sa apoy para masunog ang mga dapat masunog. At ang masusunog lang ay ang mga bagay na naglilimita sa iyo. Because God wants you to be free. Si Juan sa Kasikaloy, nangangaral sa Inglaterra. Pero habang sila nangangaral, si Juan, ang sabi ng mga churches doon, masyadong matalim ang iyong mga pananalita. Hindi bagay sa church sa Inglaterra, sa England. No? Pupunta sila sa ibang church, ayaw tanggapin ng pastor, ayaw tanggapin ng mga miyembro. Masyado sila na-offend. No? Parang hindi bagay daw sa kanila yung mensahe ni Juan. Sinama niya si Kaloy, no, yung Kaloy naman, yun ang kumakanta. So si Juan, saka si Kaloy. Hindi nila makita ang sarili nila sa loob ng church. Ay alam mo, ginawa nitong dalawang magkapatid na ito, si Juan, saka si Kaloy. Lumabas po ng church. And they began preaching in the streets where the people are. And you know what? People came to know the Lord by the thousands. Itong si Juan, saka si Kaloy, nakarating ng Amerika. And they started out a great movement. Si Juan saka si Kaloy ay si John at saka si Charles Wesley. They were persecuted by the English church. But they went out. You know, the persecution set them free. Amen? Amen? Kaya in the campuses, you know, pipigilan ka ng teacher. Amen? Pipigilan ka ng minsan ng mismong campus ministry. Alam mo yun, mangangaral ka ng salita, maglilid ka ng Bible study, ang pipigil pa sa'yo, yung mismong student ministry. But you know what? The reason why you're being persecuted is that you will be able to be free. Amen? So in the fire, you will be free. In the fire, you will be fine. You will not be burned. You know, fire is deadly. Mapanganib ang apoy. For some, pero if you follow the Lord, ano pangako niya sa Isaiah chapter 43? No, look at what he promised in Isaiah 43. Basahin nga natin ito. Sabay-sabay, ready, go. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not
fear. Diyan na ba tayo? Do not fear. Basahin natin. For I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the, I will be. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, ano daw sabi? When you walk through the fire, what? Ano daw? Hindi ko ba kayo marinig? Again? I can't hear you. When you go through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Amazing. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon, mga kapatid. This is His promise to us. You will be preserved. We will be preserved. So stand up. Stand up. No? Stand up and you will see the presence of God. Alam mo, sabi nga ng mahal na hari, no? Anong sabi ng mahal na hari? Balikan nga lang natin yon, no? Nung tiningnan maigi ng mahal na hari, okay? Sabi, Nebuchadnezzar then approached, sabi niya, then Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement, asked his advisor, weren't there three men that we tied up and threw into the fire? Hindi pa tatlo yung inihagis natin? Tatlo eh. No? Sabi nung mga alalay niya, certainly your majesty, he said, look, I see four men walking. Can we show the picture? Sabi niya, look, tatlo yung inihagis natin, ngayon ang nakikita natin, ilan? Ilan? Bakit apat? Tatlo ang hinagis sa pugon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Nagulat ang mahal na hari. Hindi ho tatlo yung nandun. Apat. Sino ho yung pang-apat? Jesus. Jesus will go through the fire with you. Amen? Amen ba? Amen? And you will be fine. When I talked to Gabriel, yung pamangkin ko nag-backslide, sabi ko, Gabriel, mag-ingat ka when you look for a mentor. You find a mentor who follows the Lord. Huwag kang ma-attract sa mentor na mayaman lang, maraming connection. Kasi he's tempted to get that mentor. Hindi ko nasasabihin kung sino. Meron siya nakitang mentor right in front of me. No, na parang gusto niya magpa-mentor doon. Sabi ko, look at the fruit. Sabi sa akin ni Gabriel, Ninong, alam mo, I'm not used to being mentored kasi I lived independently. I'm not really fond of asking help. But there are only two people in the world that I look up to and I listen to, and you're one of them. Nung sinabi mo sa akin to pursue chaplaincy, I did my research. Tinry ko mag-research tungkol sa pagiging chaplain, and I'm inclined, no, because you said that I should try it. Kaya lang, Ninong, ang struggle ko ganito. Nung the last time that I talked to the Lord, it's 10 years ago. I backslid. I don't want to go to church. And if you ask me, Ninong, why? Nung bata kasi ako, pumunta kami sa church. Kasamang nanay ko. Pero kahit pumunta kami sa church, ba't nagkagulo-gulo yung buhay namin? Magkaaway ang parents ko. Pinalayas kami sa bahay. Ang hirap. At nung ang gulo-gulo na, wala nang tumatayo. I decided to step up.
Nag-Navy ako. At mula nung mag-step up ako, nakalimutan ko nang tumawag sa Diyos. Alam mo, Ninong, nung hindi ako tumawag sa Diyos, gumanda buhay ko eh. Ten years. Kaya hindi ko alam kung paano ko babalik. Kasi kung kailan ako huminto sa pagsunod sa Diyos, tsaka umayos. How would you answer that? Nung sumunod ka sa Panginoon, nagkaloko-loko buhay mo. Tapos nung tumalikod ka sa Diyos, umayos ang lahat. I don't know how to answer that. Hindi ko alam paano ko sagutin yun. Ang sabi ko lang, mahiwaga ang galaw ng Diyos. Hindi ko alam ang dahilan. Pero marahil, pinadaan ka ng Diyos sa apoy to bring out the best in you. Pinadaan ka sa hirap ng buhay so that you will stand up and become a better person. Now you're a better person. And I think God is behind all this. God is the one who forced you out of your shell and you come out and you become a better person. Now, if you're asking me, I will tell you life is unfair. And if there's one person who has experienced so much unfairness, it's Jesus. Alam mo si Jesus, nung nag-uusap kami, para akong experiencing the cross. I told him, you know what happened to Jesus? He was stripped. He was humiliated. People spat on him. People that he created, mga taong minahal niya, binugbog siya, pinahirapan siya. He was accused of a crime that he did not commit. That's unfair. That's unjust. He was terribly tortured, tragically, barbarically tortured. And nobody can actually imagine what happened to his face. At habang binubugbog siya, alam mo, sinasabi ko, Lord, why? Bakit? Bakit? Ba't pumapayag ka na babuyin ka? Ba't pumapayag ka na pahirapan ka? Bakit pumapayag ka na saktan ka nila? Ba't hindi ka lumaban? At sabi lang sa akin ng Panginoon, because I couldn't imagine eternity without you, that's why. And when he was hanging on the cross, you know, everybody left him. Yung best friend niya, binetray siya. Yung kaibigan niya, tinraidor siya. Yung 10 kaibigan niya, nagtakas, naglayasan sa kanya. Yung sarili niyang tatay, tinalikuran niya sa krus. His own father abandoned him on the cross. And you know what? When he was hanging on the cross, he uttered these words. Sabi niya, my Father, I commit my spirit to you. Imagine, he was willing to commit himself to the one who hurt him. Sabi ko, that's my Lord. That is my Savior. That's my Jesus. And when I was crying, his wife was crying. Kausap kami tatlo. You know, that's my Savior, that's my Jesus. And alam mo, Gabriel, even if Jesus or God will not answer my prayer next time around, I will still follow Him. Even if there will be struggles in my life in the future, even if I will go through hardships in life, even if I will get sick, even if, you know, all the bad luck happens to me, I will still follow the Lord. Because He has already done so much for me. He was just listening. And we prayed after that. And then I sent them home. Amen.
I was there 3 weeks. I did 3 live groups. Hindi ako masyadong namasyal. Akala nyo lang marami akong pinasyal. Pero pagod na pagod ako. Sabi ko, huwag na tayo mamasyal. Magkwentuhan na lang tayo. Because I cannot contain, you know, the vision in my heart. I cannot contain, you know, what God wants to happen in Las Vegas. So, sabi ko, kaysa mamasyal tayo, mag-Bible study tayo, mag-live group tayo. And I did 3 live groups. But yesterday, wala na ako sa Las Vegas, they did the live group. And you know who led? Gabriel. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for bringing back to life what's dead. Not 10 taon niyang hindi kinausap ang Diyos. And I can see that he will be a pastor. He will be a chaplain and he will be a pastor. And he will be a pastor of a Crossroads church in America. Amen. Amen? Amen ba? Pwede yung palapakan natin ng Panginoon? Praise God. Whew. Last, short lang to. Yung panghuli. Una, ano yung una? We will be persecuted. So what do you need to do? You stand on the promises of God. People will tell you, it won't happen, it's impossible. People will laugh at you, but you stand on the promise of God and the dead will come to life and something will come out of nothing. Secondly, we will be preserved. So stand up and you will see the presence of God with you. You will go through the fire, but you will not be burned. And the thing that will be burned in the fire are the things that limit you. Amen? Okay, welcome the fire. Because the presence of God, He will walk with you. You will be free in the fire. You will be fine in the fire. And last, we will be promoted. Amen. Amen. This is the best part. Pag sumunod ka sa Panginoon, no, alam mo, hindi liko ang Diyos para kalimutan ng lahat ng iyong katapatan sa Kanya. Ano sabi ni King Nebuchadnezzar? Sabi niya, praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Imagine the king, the wicked king, the despotic king, the selfish, self-centered king. Sabi niya, praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The king became a believer. Your boss can become a believer. Your teacher can become a believer. The people who persecute you will understand that you are right. Amen. Keep praise to the God of heavens. Amen. Sabi niya, who has sent his angel and rescued his servant, they trusted him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own God. Therefore I decree to the people of any nation and language who say anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to be cut into pieces and their houses be turned into piles of rubble. For no other god can save in this way. Wow. And then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. There will be promotion. There will be promotion. Amen? Hallelujah. Kaya hindi ka mawawalan pagka sumunod ka sa Panginoon. Amen? Tanda mo, hindi ka malulugi pag sumunod ka sa Panginoon. I went to America. I invested going to America. No? But you know what?
God multiplied what I invested more than 5 times. Amen? You know, ang Diyos ang nagbabalik. Sobra-sobra pa. No? Dami ko pang uwi na hindi ko naman binili. Yun ang mga pinaglumaan nila. Hindi, marami akong blessing. Marami akong blessing na binigay ng Panginoon. No? Okay? But the best blessing really, ang pinakamasarap na ginawa ng Diyos talaga doon, hindi yung namasyal kami sa Grand Canyon, hindi naman sa Red Rock Mountains, Golden Gate, or sa San Diego, Midway, MSS Midway, Battleship, mga eroplanong, mga pinangarap kong sakyan, nakita ko lahat doon. But the best part really is the revival of the family of Alcaraz. Amen. That's the best part of all. Hindi ho yung pasya nung naalala ko yung pamilya na nandun. It will start just a small group, but I see it will become a church. And it will become unstoppable and it will become unshakable. Amen. Unshakable, unstoppable part of the kingdom. And so with this, no, I will conclude with this verse. Ang sabi po sa Colossians 1:15 to 20. Devotion din natin ito. I held on to this again. Sabi, the Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through Him and for Him. He is before all things and in Him all things hold together. What is Paul saying here? Jesus is the source of everything. Everything was created by Him, through Him, and for Him. So that He will become preeminent above all things. He will become para Siya ang tumanyag sa lahat. So the Navy was created for Him. Pentagon was created for Him. Malacanang was created for Him. The nations were created for Him. Isipin mo na pinakamakapangyarihang enterprise. Isipin mo na pinaka most powerful entity in the world. And that entity was created for Jesus. Pero the amazing thing here, in verse 18, sabi dito, and He is the head of the body. The church. Ang dami-daming babanggitin. Pwede namang sabihin, Malacanang. Pwede sabihin, White House. Pwede sabihin, alam mo yun, Pentagon. Pwede sabihin, FBI. Pwede sabihin, CIA. Pwede sabihin, KGB. You know what? He's the head of the church. I sabi ko, Lord, thank You for giving me the opportunity to be a part of advancing Your kingdom through the church. This enterprise is worth living for, worth dying for, worth fighting for. And even if I were given 1,000 lives, I will still invest my life in Your church. Amen. Ang church lang ang pwede magbago ng mundo. Hindi kaya ni Duterte, hindi kaya ni Trump. Hindi kaya ng Rotary Club, hindi kaya ng Kiwanis, hindi kaya ng kahit na sino. It's the church. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So to summarize, next slide. Basahin natin. Tumayo tayong lahat. Ano sabi dyan? We will be persecuted, so stand on the promises of God. We will be preserved, so stand up in the presence of God. And then we will be promoted, so stand out to the praise of God. Let's give glory to the Lord. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon.